USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Commercial truckers bringing in produce and other goods from Mexico are protesting a new rule by Texas Governor Greg Abbott requiring additional inspection, resulting in extremely long wait times and the shutdown of at least one border crossing. Governor Abbott has been complaining the federal government is not doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration into his state. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul made the announcement Wednesday.
Breaking news, there are reports that the suspect has been arrested.
62-year-old Frank James, wanted in connection to the Brooklyn subway shooting, was arrested in Manhattan's East Village after turning himself in through Crime Stoppers. Officials did not comment on the motive behind the shootings, saying that an investigation into the matter is still ongoing. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Midterm elections are starting to unfold in America. Katie Lewis now takes us to Ohio and the gubernatorial race.
Ohio's Republican governor locked his state down early on in the pandemic, but now Mike DeWine is working to win over more conservative voters as he runs for a second term. DeWine remains the favorite to emerge from a May 3rd primary. Recent polls show DeWine in a comfortable position heading into the primary. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A woman who was duct taped to her seat aboard an American Airlines plane after she allegedly attacked the crew and tried to open the door mid-flight faces an $81,950 fine, the largest handed out by the FAA. The FAA also proposed a fine of $77,272, the second largest ever, against a woman aboard a Delta flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta on July 16th of last year. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Coonstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the White House announces another $800 million supply package for Ukraine's fight against invading Russia, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on ABC News explaining the goals of the Biden administration.
The bottom line is this. There must be accountability. And the United States will work with the international community to make sure there's accountability. In the meantime, though, we're not going to wait for that. We are going to get Ukraine the weapons it needs to beat back the Russians, to stop them from taking more cities and towns where they commit these crimes, and also to squeeze the Russian economy to increase the pressure and the costs on Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin and the Russian government. That's what we're going to do, and we intend to work in lockstep with our allies and partners in support of the Ukrainians as they defend their country.
The 2024 Democrat presidential primaries may look different from previous years after the DNC panel voted Wednesday to give new states the chance to hold early primaries. States like Iowa and New Hampshire often fight bitterly to keep the coveted first-in-the-nation status. The DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee voted to allow states to apply to hold early primaries and set dates for them to do so. States will need to send a letter of intent by early May. Firefighters in New Mexico continue to fight a wind-driven wildfire that a day earlier had burned at least 150 homes and other structures while displacing thousands of residents in Ruidoso, New Mexico. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.